As the Omicron variant spreads, COVID-19 vaccination rates for adults across the Gulf South still lag behind the rest of the country. Kids ages 5 to 11 have been eligible for almost 2 months, and vaccination rates in the region for this group are even lower. In Alabama, less than 8% have gotten at least one shot. Shalina Chetlani of the Gulf States Newsroom reports on the assertive steps New Orleans is taking.
On a sunny day in New Orleans' bustling city park, hundreds of parents and children line up for the Pfizer COVID-19 shot in one of several clinics the Louisiana Department of Health has put on to get kids above the age of 5 vaccinated. The state offers a $100 award for a first shot, which drew some parents here. For others, it was just convenient.
It's okay.
No.
Yes.
Some kids were quite resistant.
It's okay.
5-year-old Vivian Dominguez covered her eyes when she was put in the hot seat, but she wasn't so shy after.
How did it go?
I loved it. I didn't even hear one bit.
Vivian's mom, Isabella Rivera, thought about taking the wait and see approach, like many people did when the vaccine first rolled out this time last year.
Kind of wanted to see if other kids had really bad reactions first, but we really do have to do it. We can't wait.
Rivera took the plunge, but others are still on the fence.
You know, it's a difficult reality to accept that sort of like the younger the child, the more questions a parent may have.
Kim Hood is Assistant Secretary for the Louisiana Office of Public Health. Nationwide, 23% of 5 to 11-year-olds have gotten at least one shot. But across Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama, it's less than half that, at under 10%. This as cases and hospitalizations are spiking again.
We are not where we want to be and not where we need to be.
Louisiana is trying to require the vaccine for some school kids in the future, but New Orleans thinks it's too risky to wait. The city has had a mandate for adults since August. Proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test is required for activities like sitting in a restaurant. But in early December, the city expanded it to all people above the age of 5, including children who need both shots by February to enroll in school. This type of move is unique in the South. Most states have rejected broad mandates, and health officials hope to move the needle by promoting the safety of vaccines for kids. They're relying on pediatricians to convince hesitant parents at wellness checks.
But after age 5, your visits to the pediatrician is actually much more infrequent.
John Godet, a pediatrician in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, says doctors don't always have the chance for those face-to-face conversations. And right now, a lot of parents he's seeing are saying no to the shot. He's heard everything from misinformation to belief that kids won't get sick. But he says COVID and our understanding of it has evolved.
When it first started in the early 2020, it was regarded as an illness of people who were very old, but no more. With Delta variant, it became evident that this is a pediatric illness. And with Omicron, a lot is unknown.
That's one of many reasons New Orleans put its mandate in place. The city health director says the vaccine is safe, so it just made sense. Of course, parents can opt out. But many parents at the event at City Park said the mandate is what finally convinced them.
I would have waited longer, yes.
Really?
Yes, to see what the effects was going to be.
Donna Powell brought her 7-year-old daughter, Alana, who was a bit nervous. But Alana and her mom called upon a higher power.
Jesus Christ, save me.
Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. Now come on,
save me, don't make me do this.
Alana clenched her teeth for the jab, but was pleasantly surprised.
That don't hurt!
The mandate seems to be making a difference. More than 90% of adults in the city have initiated the shot. And almost half of adolescents have a shot too, twice as many as in the state overall. New Orleans health officials hope they'll see these high vaccination rates for young kids as well. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Shalina Chetlani.